Well, hello, Gone Wild Audio. It is Bunny again. I meant backstage, by the way. I don't know if I should just cut this or what, but... No, you know what? Screw it. I'm going with it. I haven't had enough coffee to totally get my shit together, so... I stumbled on this questionnaire, just kind of in passing, and I guess I had upvoted it, and I always upvote things so I can see them for later or record them for later or whatever. And this one caught my eye because it's your heavy metal lover, and who doesn't love that? But it's also Answer If You Dare questionnaire, Walk of Shame. So me having no shame, I'm all about this. So I decided to just stick it out there. So let's get started. Tell us about your first time having sex. That was with a girl. My very first time was with a girl. And it was just two horny teen girls messing around, which is probably an audio of itself, but I won't go there. My first time having straight sex was about a year later. And again, nothing special. he tried to wrong-hole me, which I did not approve of, because that was before I was initiated into club anal, but, pun intended, I wasn't having it at that point. Question number two, if you had the genitals of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? Oh my god, I'd stick it in everything. I would be a man whore for a day. I mean, of course I'd wrap it up, but, watch out. Also, I'd just stand there in my mirror and helicopter for like an hour and enjoy peeing standing up. Have I ever gotten caught listening to Gone Wild Audio in public? No. I actually save Gone Wild Audio for my bed, for, you know, when I'm home alone and safe to be sexual. In public, I'm generally working, so I can't really, like, not work and listen to Gone Wild Audio. I've been tempted to, like, listen to it while I was, you know, on my breaks or whatever, but no. I like the freedom of being able to express whatever sexual feelings that whatever audios I'm listening to elicit. So, yeah. What's the most I've ever done in public sexually? Well, the straight sex that I was just mentioning in question one, that was in a semi-public area, which was fun. It was great. It was outdoors. And, yeah. So, full out had sex in public. What was the most embarrassing thing I've ever done while family was around? My family currently, after all of the sticks in the mud have regretfully passed on, they're very understanding. They're not judgmental, so, I mean... I don't really think I've embarrassed myself in front of them too much. But my family, while all of the sticks in the mud were alive, it was very, like, proper, very don't do this, don't do that kind of thing. So I made sure I went out of my way to not embarrass myself with them around. So there you go. What is a fantasy you're least likely to share on a first date? I don't actually talk about sex on a first date. I'm very proper. I'm very chemistry-centric, so I want to make sure that that person and I have good chemistry. I want to make sure that we're on the same page about a lot of stuff. And in terms of sex and sexuality, you know, I let that kind of come out as time wears on. I'm very upfront about it, but I'm not going to bombard you with it. What's the biggest faux pas I've committed on a first date? Probably talking about my ex. It was more in passing than anything, so I don't think it, like, fits the bill of, like, total faux pas, but there you go. What's the worst thing to happen to me on a first date? I actually got really creeped out by a person I was going out on a first date with, and I ended up actually calling one of my friends who was in the neighborhood, saying, you know, I don't care what you have to say, like, this is where I am, burst in, make a scene, I don't care, but get me the hell out of here. So, yeah. Definitely having to ditch that way was sketchy, and I didn't really want to stay where I was there. What's the silliest sexual experience I've had, or most shameful or embarrassing? When I was dating a girl, her mom was with her for a little bit, and we were watching TV out on the couch in her house, and one thing led to another, and then I was face deep in her pussy, and while the TV was on in the background, it's hard to hear things, so I actually didn't hear her mom get up and walk to the living room where we were, and I was still very face deep in her pussy when I looked up and there was her mother. Oh, that was fun. It really wasn't fun. It was hilarious after the fact, but like in that moment I was like, there's no like really good way I can break away from her vag, and like it was just a goat fuck, but after the fact it was hilarious. So I answered at my own peril, and it did feel good to let it out. So there you go, your Bored Little Bunny's rendition of Walk of Shame, Heavy Metal Lovers questionnaire. Yeah, bye.